while we quickly and easily recognize how the cold weather hits us, that's not always true when we think about our pets, is it? Do you think that pets maybe can naturally adapt when it's cold like it's been now? If you have a large dog, for example, does that make you believe they can withstand the cold? Are you aware of the things that we take as normal, which can prove to be dangerous, even deadly to pets? My next guest joins us to bring you the information you need to be a responsible pet owner. She's a practicing integrative veterinarian, founder and director of the Chagrin Falls Veterinary Center and Pet Clinic, author of the books Naturally Healthy Dogs, Naturally Healthy Cats, shows she's fair and no bias, as well as she is the developer of the Pet Anti-Aging Wellness System for Dogs and Cats. Dr. Carol Osborne, how are you today, Doctor?
Well, indeed, Chris. Thank you for having me.
And we have two websites, drcarol.com and chagrinfallspetclinic.com. We do have those at our homepage as well. It is a big mistake that people make the assumption, Doctor, that, well, the pets have fur, they have a bigger body mass and proportion and everything, so they could do fine in the cold. All animals can adjust to all weather. Well, that might be true for lizards, but not for dogs and cats, right?
Absolutely. If it's too cold out for you, chances are it's too cold outside for your pet, and you need to make amends accordingly.
This is why many states, not all, unfortunately, but quite a vast majority have, for example, tethering laws. There's a limited amount of time you can keep a dog tied outside for whatever reason. You want to put a dog outside in the weather like this, but I guess a little fresh air for a half hour is usually the limit that state laws allowed. And by the way, if you missed that segment a couple of weeks ago, serious penalties if you violate those laws, at least here in New Jersey and hopefully other places. But as far as diet, normally for a human, we think, oh, I'm cold, I need some soup, or get a little more adult beverage, maybe a hot toddy as you get done with the day at work. But for pets, how do we deal? What kind of diet alterations, changes, additions, or subtractions should we make to give them a little more endurance in this weather?
Yeah, you have to remember, when it's cold outside, you have to eat a little bit more, so you got some extra calories that you can use to make energy, so it can help your pet stay warm. And if you decide to home cook for your pet, it's a healthy, cost-effective way to make sure your pet's getting the essential nutrients that he or she needs. Equal portions of a lean protein, chicken, turkey, beef, veal, duck, for example, long-acting carbs, oatmeal, potatoes, pasta, rice, or quinoa, for example. And your last third would be fresh veggies. I always put the cruciferous on top, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts, but green beans, string beans, kale, cabbage, and spinach would all fall into that category. You can cook it up any way you like, mix it together, and I think your dog would be absolutely delighted. If you got a pudgy pet, just cut out the carbs, make it 50-50, lean proteins and veggies, and you can season it up. A little what we call a tamari, low-sodium tamari sauce, a little pasta sauce, or even barbecue sauce. Most pets love one of those.
Never mind the dog. I'm coming over for dinner tonight. Now, how about frostbite? It's so infrequent with humans, unless you're outside, a utility worker, firefighter, police officer, crossing guard, something like that. So
sure.
Frostbite is certainly something you're well aware of, but that's not all of us. So it's very likely we're not going to see it in our dogs or cats when it happens. What are we to look for, and how should we respond?
Well, the big areas at risk for frostbite is going to be your pet's ears, the nose, the tip of the tail, and the ears. A frostbitten area of skin initially turns a reddish color, and then it turns gray. And if you suspect that, you know, bring them inside where it's warm. You can give your pet a warm bath, wrap them up in some towels. Never rub a suspected area of frostbite, because that would make it worse. Wrap them up in towels, give them something warm to drink, maybe a little chicken noodle soup. Give your vet a call just to be sure. But most pets recover and will be just fine.
Dr. Carol Osborne, who is the founder director of the Chagrin Falls Veterinary Center and Pet Clinic. She practices integrative veterinarian medicine, author of Naturally Healthy Dogs, Naturally Healthy Cats, and developer of the Pet Anti-Aging Wellness System, drcarol.com, chagrinfallspetclinic.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Mentioned back in the intro that things we do normally, just totally automatic pilot, can be in danger for animals. Let's talk about the ice melt that we put on the ground, because there is that special type that is pet safe, they say. First of all, is that really pet safe?
You know, the truth is, no matter what you use, pet safe, de-icing chemicals, rock salt, they're all irritating. So what, bring your pet inside, rinse the feet off or spritz them off with some warm water, and, you know, pat them so they're dry. If your pet licks the feet with the chemicals on it, you know, they drool, it can cause vomiting. You gotta take care of your pet's paws, because they get very cold. They make great booties out there, but unfortunately, most pets don't like them. Every now and then a pet will accept them, but rinse them off, you know, and dry them off. I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to your pet's paws.
And when it comes to our vehicles, whether it's in the driveway or in the garage, the cold weather makes things start leaking out of our cars that we don't want to have leak out of the cars, and we don't want to spend money for it, but we have to watch out for that, because a lot of what leaks out of the car, just as it would be toxic for a child or even an adult, is going to be toxic for our pets.
And yeah, if you're changing your radiator fluid or whatever, you know, remember, antifreeze is deadly. It just takes a teaspoon, which actually is fatal for dogs and cats. So if you got a spill or a leak, clean it up, store your containers high up, you know, in a locked, secure cabinet. And should you think that your pet did consume antifreeze, that is one of the few true life and death emergencies. Grab your pet, jump in the car, and go to the nearest ER or veterinarian, 1-2-3. It's within a couple of hours, it's basically uniformly fatal. So be careful with that.
That's always why you should always have, much like you have a regular physician for yourself or your child, have a regular veterinarian, or at least know where an emergency vet care center is, because there's a lot more of those springing up, I've noticed, too, which is a good thing, because if something were to happen on a Sunday night, for example, well, your options for relief and saving your pet are quite limited in those off times.
Yeah, I tell people, you know, get the number of a local pet ER, put it on the refrigerator, or just in a place where everybody in the house knows where it is, just in case.
Talk about your pet anti-aging wellness system, because I was blessed to have a cat for 22 years. It was an indoor cat, which normally they will live substantially longer than a cat that spends most of its time outside. But Norton really beat the odds going to 22, which I was happy about. But to have an animal with you as long as possible, you have to treat it every way possible, and that includes feeding.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I think most important considerations for dogs and cats, a nice, healthy, organic diet. Always feed your pet at least twice a day. Keep your pets lean. Those extra pounds are not adding any extra years. Get them outside for at least, you know, 20 minutes a couple times a day so they have regular exercise. Make sure you keep the skin and hair coat in good order, whether that's at home or visiting a groomer, at regular intervals. And visit your vet. Once a year at minimum, if you have an older pet, age 7 and up, twice a year, every 6 months, is a good idea. You have to remember, pets age twice as quickly as we do. So things can, you know, seem like they happened overnight. And visiting your vet is a great insurance level to help you, you know, keep your pet healthy. Minimize vaccines. Minimize unnecessary chemicals and pesticides. We run a lot of titers, which little blood test that validates whether a pet is protected on the inside for distemper, parvo, hepatitis, and rabies. So you don't have to keep giving your pets, you know, all those extra vaccines and chemicals that in many cases are not actually needed. And something else I'll mention, Chris, when it comes to cats, there's all kinds of cats outside, especially in this weather. So if you have a car that's outside, even if it's in the garage, it's a good idea to bang on the hood a couple times and honk the horn in case a kitty's curled up in that engine keeping warm.
Oh, yeah, and you mentioned, too, that they eat more during the cold weather. I have a little setup outside for the feral cats, they call them. It's a little more dignified than, than stray cats, I guess. But, and I've noticed, too, that that food's disappearing a lot faster these days, Doctor. But I'm glad I can help them out. And I know they won't, they would not like to be brought inside. That's just not their nature at this point. And they're not really trusting of humans, but they'll gladly be fed by humans. I've noticed that.
Yeah, cats are pretty clever, so they find all kinds of places to curl up in and keep warm. The fact that the food is disappearing is proof to the pudding. And, you know, a lot of people have rat and mouse baits at this time of the year. You know, again, Chris, you want to keep those in areas inaccessible to your pets. A lot of them are baited with peanut butter, so they smell good and they taste pretty good, too. So that's a good thing to watch out for.
Again, it's really just pay attention to your pet. If you see a change in their behavior or in their eating, then that might be a time to check in or take a trip to your veterinarian. Find out more about the work of Dr. Carol Osborne and what she makes available in awareness and help to have a healthy and happy pet, drcarol.com. And if you're in her neck of the woods, Chagrin Falls Pet Clinic.com for her professional website. Dr. Carol Osborne, thank you so much for some great advice today.
Well, Chris, thanks for having me.